Welcome to the Fun Astrology and Merriman Market Analyst Saturday Financial Podcast, where we read the free weekly newsletter that's published every Saturday on MMACycles.com. It actually comes out Friday evenings, and it's written by the Dean of Financial Astrology, Ray Merriman. We're reading this article for the week beginning April 19th, and this is being recorded on April 26th. A news story to get us started about really the big economic data of the week. This article is from Barron's on Thursday. Inflation-adjusted gross domestic product grew at an annualized rate of 1.6% in the first quarter, according to an initial estimate the Bureau of Economic Analysis released Thursday. That was below the 2.2% growth that economists surveyed by the FactSet had expected. Thursday's slower-than-expected growth could signal that the United States economy is not as strong as previously thought. It could prompt Fed officials to cut rates earlier. And on that note, here is Ray's commentary for this week. In the post-Jupiter-Uranus conjunction week that was, financial markets exhibited several possible reversals or secondary tests to their recent highs and lows. At the same time, last week was also the final week of the current Mercury retrograde cycle. Thus, interest rate narratives that changed from lower to higher just prior to the retrograde appeared to be settling back towards less rate hiking fears in the United States. As a result, the momentum of the recent stock market declines is abating and new rallies are starting. This fits well with our methodology of combining geocosmic studies with rhythmic market cycles. Several global stock indices made new all-time or multi-year highs from mid-March through the first week of April, and then declined sharply into April 19th, one day before Jupiter conjoined Uranus. Most rallied last week. If April 19th was the primary cycle trough in several indices, then it fit the time band very well via both cycles and geocosmic studies. And now we see if the bull market can continue to new all-time highs into the summer before the three-passage series of the Jupiter-Saturn square, which begins August 19th with Mars also triggering it that week. Our main focus for this current rally will be on tech stocks, the NASDAQ, as Uranus rules this market, and it was just conjoined with Jupiter. Reversals and large price moves. Also, tech stocks may soar because Jupiter will soon enter Gemini in early June and will pass over the same degrees in which Uranus in Gemini will trine Pluto in Aquarius in 2025 and 2026. This favors AI, tech, and communication stocks, even electric vehicles. All of these were worrisome under Mercury retrograde, and all are due to come back as Mercury turns direct now. In other markets, Bitcoin is also following a path similar to equities. That is, Bitcoin may have completed a major cycle low also on April 19th. It needs to exceed 67,300 to support this view before dropping below 59,500. Gold and silver may have also completed major cycle lows last week on April 23rd, just two trading days after the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and within the time band for a CRD, a critical reversal date, low of April 26th, plus or minus three trading days. Crude oil dropped to a possible primary cycle low on Monday, April 22nd, the first trading day after the conjunction, as it tested the $80 mark and held. However, the big story last week was the 34-year high in the U.S. dollar against the Japanese yen. Panic is setting in here, and the dollar has gone parabolic to the yen. However, it is late in its 5.5-year cycle, and one of the basic rules is that when a market is late in a longer-term cycle, the higher it goes, the harder it falls. MMA analyst Gianni DiPoce has caught this entire move up in MMA's weekly reports over the past year. Now, the short-term geocosmics and longer-term thoughts. This article is from the Wall Street Journal on Friday. It says Donald Trump's allies are quietly drafting proposals that would attempt to erode the Federal Reserve's independence if the former president wins a second term. Several people who have spoken with Trump about the Fed said he appears to want someone in charge of the institution who will, in effect, treat the president as an ex officio member of the central bank's rate-setting committee. Under such an approach, the chair would regularly seek Trump's views on interest rate policy and then negotiate with the committee to steer policy on the president's behalf. Now, Ray's comments and some really good astrology in this section. He says, isn't that almost exactly what was forecasted in the recent MMA webinars? The transits to the Federal Reserve Board look favorable and even accommodative after Mercury leaves its retrograde shadow zone on May 11th. Then, a multi-month transit of Uranus in a favorable trine aspect to the Federal Reserve Board's natal Jupiter at 23 degrees Capricorn follows. This suggests some rather innovative new policies and arguments by the Federal Reserve that could be perceived as unusually accommodative given the data that is actually being reported. However, after that, the Aries vortex comes into play as Saturn and Neptune approach their conjunction at 0 degrees Aries in February of 2026, right on the Federal Reserve Board's midheaven, and in a potent T-square to its Sun-Pluto opposition. This implies a fierce power struggle for control of the Fed, plus or minus 1 year. The Aries vortex and its relationship to the Fed and the USA chart was also discussed in detail during the February 18th Forecast 2024 webinar, as well as in last week's Aries vortex presentation in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Shorter term, we find Mars conjoining Neptune in late Pisces on Monday, May 29th, which is a classic cosmic expression of passive-aggressive tendencies. People may act very bold in criticizing their antagonists to other people, but not directly confronting the person who is the source of their anger or jealousy. In financial markets, this aspect may have a correspondence to reversals in crude oil prices. In politics, it symbolizes a bark without a bite. But the next day, April 30th, Mars enters Aries for the following 5 to 6 weeks. Now that threat has bite, for Mars is home in its ruling sign of Aries. The only problem is that it may act and react more on impulse, causing more mayhem than is necessary and hurting support for its cause. Then, May 1st and 2nd, Wednesday and Thursday, stand out for strong Pluto themes. First, Venus squares Pluto, then Pluto turns retrograde. Pluto rules the four Ds: debt, deficit, downgrades, and defaults. This, in turn, has correspondence to reversals in debt-related markets like treasuries and currencies. The panic in Tokyo over the falling yen may become hyperbolic. News about the escalating U.S. debt may also command headlines, along with proposals to raise taxes that will only escalate divisions and differences between the two dysfunctional parties. Pluto is in Aquarius, so expect more protests turning to riots and demands for free speech versus censoring hate speech. Aquarius demands freedoms and free speech, but Pluto excels in hate and threats of violence if it doesn't get what it wants when it wants it. This leads up to the bigger geocosmic fireworks scheduled May 13th through the 18th, when both the Sun and Venus conjoin Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. It's all related because Uranus rules Aquarius, which is where Pluto is roaming the next 19 years, so protests and anti-authoritarian movements are in vogue and driven to disturbances against the status quo in mid-May. This can be a shocker socially and can also coincide with extreme price movements in several financial markets, including Bitcoin, the NASDAQ, and the grain food markets. It will also be just in time for our May 18th annual webinar on mid-year financial market updates. So we should have a lot to talk about. And there's more information on that mid-year financial update in the article. You just thought we were getting clear of everything last weekend at the big conjunction. Well, there's more. So we will cover it all. And thanks, Ray, for the comments this week. That's at MMACycles.com. I'll see you on Level Up on Sunday night. It's on our Funastrology YouTube channel, and then back again for a full week of podcasts next week. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.